Okay, today is April the 23rd, 2013, and we'll prepare ourselves in our usual fashion. We'll have a few moments of silent prayer, the option of rebound if necessary. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for the stability that we can obtain by learning and applying your word, for the grace system of perception. Thankful that we don't have to dread, we don't have to worry, we don't have to fret about the things that are going on in this world. We need to stick to our knitting. We need to grow in grace and knowledge. We pray that you will help us to have an open mind to the things that you will teach us this evening. For we pray it in Christ's name. Amen. Okay, I didn't get to finish the headlines for Sunday. Can y'all take it? Okay, we'll see. First one is online sales tax bills is set for vote in the Senate. They just have an insatiable lust for more spending. Do you know how much money that will generate if they start charging sales tax? As it is now, if you buy something on the internet and it's in the company is located in your state, then you pay a sales tax. But anywhere else, you don't. So you're talking about scads of money that they would get by doing this. And if they get by with it and the people allow it, well, we get what we deserve, I guess. Former CBO director says, quote, Obamacare compliance would cost $24 billion and 80 million hours of paperwork. And that's probably not so surprising, but this next one is a little bit surprising. The GOP seeks $4 billion Obamacare increase. It says House Republicans are trying to pump an extra $4 billion into Obamacare. It's the first time Republicans have tried to fix rather than repeal a program in the health care law. And the move has angered many on the right. Well, I wonder why. So they're weighing in on it. And it goes up. Oh, well, let's see. Applicants wanted for a one-way ticket to Mars. This is not science fiction. Want to go to Mars? Dutch organization Mars One says it will open applications immediately. Imminently. Just a little change. It would be a one-way trip. Just reading. And the company hopes to build a community of settlers on the planet. Well, I don't necessarily want to go, but I know some people I would like to volunteer. Their name was just mentioned a while ago, in fact. Vice President Biden says the president is already lining up some additional executive actions for guns. And it says, I just hit the wrong button here. Let's see, where am I? Vice President Biden told White House allies in the gun control fight Thursday that President Obama will be announcing new executive actions on gun violence in the days after the Senate voted down gun violence bill. Well, I thought when the Senate voted something down and they have spoken that that's it, but he's talking about announcing new executive actions. I believe he might have meant executive orders. I don't know. But anyway, y'all can't take any more. I'll get out of that. Okay, here's the one I really wanted to get to.